Thank you for listening to the Hub Show podcast. Brought to you by Venue Media.
Trade show displays, step and repeat backdrops, pull up banner stands, table throws, all your large printing needs. ExpoNetUSA.com, 301-378-9363. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
The People's Podcast.
The Hub Show.
School at Juilliard, working on her bachelor's. She said, I know you're tight, you a gangster. She asked questions, so I gave her answers. I like the way how she get into the bag. Swag out with that booty so fat. Tell her I love the way she move that body, body.
Everything, yeah, she deserves it. Yeah. She's so sexy, I can't lie. Dirty dancing, Havana nights. It's the way she smiles, it's the way she talks. I like the way she moves, she caught me from the start. I fell for her, she gave me a chance. I told her I'd step up and save her the last dance.
The Hub Show, and I got on the line, on the Zoom line with me, I got NYM, otherwise known as New York Minute. They're in the house from New York City, obviously. What's going on, fellas?
For sure.
I got on the left, I got T.I. What's going on, T.I.?
What's going on, Hub Show? How's everything?
All right. Then we got his man, Hollow, to the right there. What's going on, Hollow?
Get ready, man. Shout out Jay. Shout out Chris, man. Right. Shout out Hub.
Everybody. What's going on? Yeah, New York Minute. What part of New York are you guys in?
Right now, we're right here in Queens.
Queens. All right. There you go.
It's New York, man. We're right here in Queens, right in Corona.
Gotcha. Are you both from New York, or what's the deal?
Yeah, we're both from New York. We were born and raised.
Yep.
So that's the usual.
All right. Well, look, I'm an old school hip-hop head, meaning I graduated high school in 1991. So when I came up, it was the gold era. EPMD, Public Enemy, De La Soul, all that good stuff, Rakim, all of it. You know what I mean? The classic stuff. I'm assuming you guys are a lot younger than me. I have no idea, but you're still in New York, and New York hip-hop is where it's always been. for me, that's just where my heart's at. You know, what's going on in New York right now, hip hop wise? What's the scene like out there, man?
The scene out here, you know, it's it's a different generations out here.
Absolutely, yeah.
So you know, we come from, like you said, the golden eras. So you know what it is out here is more of a, everybody trying to sound alike type of thing, you know.
Yeah. And, I guess I feel like an old man when I listen to music nowadays. It all sounds the same, but it honestly it does, man. It's hard to decipher. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Even the beats and the instrumentals that have the same drum tick.
Right.
And everything is just, you know, that's what plays on the radio out here nowadays. Sure. And, you know, I give a salute to, you know, the new generation, because that's, you know, I guess, you know, they got something to keep, you know, that's for them. Sure. You know, like how we have our own thing to keep. And, you know, just to keep our history and keep our process going, they got their thing, you know. Yeah, we'll take the culture. So, you know, I guess, you know, you got a lot of young homies, a lot of young fellas in Brooklyn keeping that same drill sound.
I think that's what it's called right now. Yeah, that's what I call it. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like some drill type of music. That's what's in New York right now. But
you guys have this song. This is what caught my eye with you guys, is jam that's out there. It's on Spotify. It's on YouTube. It's everywhere. It's called The Way You Move. That's y'all shit right there. That's your jam.
Yeah, that's us.
That song takes me back, because you got the girl singing on the chorus. It's a throwback. It's almost throwback to the 90s almost. You know what I mean? It's so well done.
It's something to give a blast to the past. You know, you want to give recognition to where where the flow came from. You know, a lot of people wouldn't even have that type of flow.
No. You know? I haven't heard a song like that in a long time. You know what I mean? When I heard it, I was like, wow, this is it. You know, it started to make some sense here. Now, you guys still do the auto-tune stuff on there. That's cool. I can, you know, you guys made it sound good. A lot of people, they abuse that thing to death. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, because we also want to stay in tune, too. You know, stay relevant. You know, put a little fresh mind to it, but also keep it, you know, flip-flop. Yeah. We have every piece, you know, with the vocals.
Right. That song is tight. It's called The Way You Move, people. If you haven't heard it, go on your Spotify or wherever you got your downloads from. It's out there. Okay. And who's the female singing on there? She's part of your crew, or she was just hired to do the vocals, or what's the story
there? You know what? I'll let T.I. explain it, because it's a good story, because we started off, you know, it could have been anybody. You know, that's the funny part. You know, it could have been anybody, but We picked a particular person for it, and it had to be, you know, same thing with the image. She had to have the image.
Yeah.
She had to have the vocals.
Sure.
You know, and the attitude, and someone that was really good with her craft.
Oh, you nailed it. That's for sure. What's up, T.I.?
Absolutely, man. You know, she was definitely a good blessing on the track. You know, she go by Charlene. Right now, she's international. Right now, she's working on her craft, finishing her craft, her album. And she's releasing a couple of projects in the near future, 2020.
Right.
Now, we ran into her in the studio. You know, she was working by Lounge Studios by downtown Manhattan. And, you know, we just exchanged numbers. You know, she showed her music. And we just, you know, we vibed from there.
Yeah, it was a good fit, huh?
Absolutely. Her sound was great. And, you know, it was different. You know, it's not something that you hear often. Right. So we was like, she was into, you know, our type of music as well. And then she was like, let's do something, let's make something happen. I want to make it perfect for you. And she just knocked it out the park, like, in the first couple of takes. And, you know, she just, you know, excellent at what she does.
And she was good at it, too, because we had sent it to her, and then she sent it back really good. Yeah. You know, and there was a lot of, she wasn't the only one that tried for it. You know, at the end of the day, there was a couple, but, you know, she nailed it.
She got it,
huh? Right out the park.
That's awesome, dude. So, like, that's one jam. It's golden. It's hot. I don't know why it's not being bumped anymore. I haven't heard it anywhere else, but, you know, on Spotify. You guys got, how many downloads you guys got by now?
Oh, we got a couple. It's there. You know, the numbers speak for itself.
I've seen the numbers there. Yeah, on Spotify, it's pretty high. I played you guys a jam at a couple of events we did, man. I played it a couple of times, the beginning and the end. And people came up and said, hey, what's that? So I told them where to find it and all that good stuff. So, you know, word of mouth, right? Best advertising.
Much love. You know, we have a lot of projects out there, but we really want to boost that out here in New York. You know, at the end of the day, we're trying to change a sound that's already, you know, that's been there before and bring it back. And, you know, like, that's our main motive, to catch an eye, you know, and you know, we're our flow is more like we're trying to grab everybody's attention from international level, not just at a hip hop stand, you know. We love the hip hop, you know, but you know, a lot of people could do hip hop forever, you know.
Right.
So, you know, it's time to just, you know, just to open up the eyes out there. Mm-hmm. And that's where our motives are.
So what's the story of T.I. and Holla? How do you guys come together? You grew up together? What's the deal, man?
I mean, if you look close, we're brothers, you know, and
well, yeah,
you know, we were born and raised out there in Queens. We made our way out here to Long Island as well. So, you know,
get
the best of both worlds, you know, and then head back to Queens and, you know, really follow your roots. And, you know, we got older brothers that's into the rap game thing too. You know, he's been doing this for a while.
Yeah.
You know, he's from Hearst and, you know, shout out Disturb. He's out there doing his thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's just, you know, me and my brother, you know, we started out pretty much growing up listening to hip hop, you know, your Tribes.
Sure.
Mob.
Absolutely.
Eric.
Yes.
And Rakim's. Yes. You know, we listen to a lot and we stick to it too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we listen, right now we listen to the Young Bucks, you know. Probably one of the young fellas that I'm listening to right now is the young boy Roddy Ricch.
Okay. Roddy Ricch, all right.
And, you know, try to put a little bit of new and old together. So,
right.
You know, that's what T.I. and I bring to the table, you know. And,
gotcha. So who's on? Who's doing the, besides the female doing the chorus, who's doing the rap and who's doing the vocals on the Way You Move? Okay, both of you?
Yeah, so the vocals would be, you know, my brother would be doing the first verse with the high pitches, and then, you know, I would mix in a little bit about it. Mm. And then, you know, then it would be me just doing the second verse, you know, trying to, like, just clean it and polish it.
Yeah.
You know, and trying to make it, you know, relevant for the radio. So that's what that was for.
But so, moving forward, you said you have before we came on, you guys told me you have a whole slew of tracks in the can and ready to fire out. You guys got a project? What's going on? A new album or what's going on?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. So, you know, we got a couple of joints that get fired out pretty much the way we do. We put the single out, then it'll be like 10 tracks that come right after that.
Get some buzz. You know, going, so, right. Yeah.
So the EPs will be dropping soon. You know, we're looking towards, you know, Halloween time. So,
No, not far. That's a month from now. There you go.
Yeah, that's
not. I've been looking for that, dude.
We've been plotting. So it's just, you
awesome,
know.
Awesome, man.
Just the right timing and the right people to be on certain projects, you know, producing wise, you know.
Let's stick to New York, though. Obviously, we're going for the international thing, and of course, you should, but I mean, what's your what's the response been like there at home in New York? You guys are getting, I'm sure.
the response is, you know, the thing is, the response is positive. It's all positive energy, you know, at the end of the day. A lot of people know us from, you know, the rapping scene and, you know, what we do with the hardcore. And
sure.
You know, just the change of things, you know, a lot of people look at it and like, oh, that's something new. You know, that's something new. But it's old, but it's something
I get
new
you.
Now.
Yeah, yeah.
It's something new now, you know.
It's a hybrid. That's what it is, man. That's what caught my ear, man. It's a great jam, man. Yeah. Why more people aren't listening to, and there's tons of people listening to, but why, when I play that at events, people are their minds blown by it. I'm like, this is what's up. Yeah. You know what I mean? There needs to be more of this, you know?
Yeah, so anyway, definitely.
I love it, man.
And we appreciate it, man. We appreciate you. Playing out, you know, shout out to you guys, man, for reaching out.
We're trying.
You know, we appreciate the love.
Trust me, there's a lot of people sending stuff my way. Hey, look, check me out on SoundCloud. Check me out here and there. Mm-hmm. Like I said in the beginning, I'm old school. A lot of stuff that passes for hip hop nowadays would not have lasted 3 seconds in the cassette deck back in 1989. We would toss it out on the highway, man. I get a lot of that sent my way. I mean, no offense. Yeah. I mean, if you're trying hard, you know, more power too. But if you're just sitting in your bedroom making some songs, you put your stuff on SoundCloud, and your aunt told you to sound great, you need to bounce it off your friends, man. Get some honest opinions because this, you know.
Exactly. You know, your friends are the first ones to be like, yeah, it's okay. But when they hear it over and over and over, they're going to be like, bruh, I think stop. You need to keep your day job or something like that. They'll let you know straight up, you know, at the end of the day.
But here you guys here you guys come. Like I said, you have the hybrid here. The chick singing on the song is just, it's primo, man. I haven't heard this kind of stuff in so long. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So yeah,
she really did a great job. You know, we're really proud at you know, just picking the right person to nail every tune in that thing.
Yeah. What's her name again?
Charlene.
Charlene. Is she out? Is she her? The work she does is a lot of different genres. Is it mostly R&B? What does she do?
Actually, yeah, she's very versatile at, yeah, you know, the music.
Yeah.
She could do just about anything. And she's just highly working on her album right now. And
yeah.
She's gonna release a lot of new things in the near future, the 2020.
She just goes by Charlene, that's it?
Yes.
That's it. Right. Yeah.
I'm gonna write that.
And you know what's crazy? Like, when we first met her, she was more towards her thing. But then when she hopped on, she was more towards her genre. Her genre was more pop-ish.
Sure.
Know, pop things. And, you know,
she's trying to get that hit. You know, this song to me is, I don't want to call it pop. It's not pop, but it's hard to explain.
It's really just a,
you just don't hear this
fans
stuff anymore. It's a problem. You know what I mean? So
pretty much. So like I said, man, shout outs to her. She did a real good job. And just hearing her from the beginning is what we wanted. We wanted that grass.
Yeah,
you know, we could write anything for days, but that grass is what we need.
You guys found
a
diamond in the rough. I mean, I can just imagine. You said you went through a couple of vocalists looking for the right one.
For the right one.
Really hit.
Yeah. Wow, I'm listening to it right now in my headphones. It's in the background here. I don't know if the Zoom video is going to pick it up, but you know, goes along good with the interview.
I appreciate it.
So how long have you guys been recording though? How long have you guys been doing songs and stuff?
You know what it is? We've been recording for at least, we give it to like 4 to 5 years, you know, recording wise. But making music, we'll give it a decade. You know,
yeah, but do you have other stuff out there? Where can we hear the rest of your stuff?
We do have other stuff. It's at the God-given radios.
Yes.
So we have our own little Sigma on SoundCloud as well, you know.
Oh, yeah?
And, we got a couple people on it as well, too, there. So, you know, shout out to Busy Five.
So people you guys produce. I got you. But you have a SoundCloud channel?
Yeah, I think it's the channel. That's what it's called.
Well, what do you call it? What's it called?
It's called God-given radios.
God-given radio? And,
yeah, it's a couple.
SoundCloud.
Yeah, it's just the beginning because now we're working on singles, and then that's what we produce. We were doing more of the writings and the producing and you know,
behind the scenes, basically. Yeah,
that's what we started off because at the end of the day, we believe in everybody gets a shot first.
So how many artists do you have under your umbrella?
Okay, so right now we got two at the moment, but as a team consecutive, it'd be like at least. You know, it's a movement. So we have at least 8 artists.
Nice.
You know,
and
you know, it's a real good. It's like it's a family orientated thing. You know, everybody comes together.
Are they all in New York as well?
The funny thing is, everybody's New York.
I can mostly New York. There you go. All right. You know, I'm gonna connect you guys though. I got some other people that I do have my own diamonds in the rough. I'm down here in Maryland. I'm working with a cat named Big Jers.
Okay,
who's
okay.
Awesome vocalist, man. I'm telling you, I like I said, I'm from the old school. If
that's the positive,
you know what I mean?
That's
if I can connect the right people, we're talking fire here. I just know it when I hear it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
So
I'm trying
to connect some dots here. There's some people down here in this area who can blow. They just need to be heard. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
The same way your stuff caught my ear and my eye, same thing with them. And I'm going to send their stuff your way. Just give it a listen. Who knows, man? Mm-hmm. You know, you never know, right? So
No matter what. Like I said, man, everything is good with us. You know, whatever you send, we know that you got a good ear.
Just give it a listen. If you don't like it, you don't like it. But I'm telling you, these guys can sing, these girls can sing, and who knows? We might come up with something here, right? Little I-95 connection here or something like that, man.
You already know.
That's right.
You already know.
All right, so you guys have an EP due sometime around Halloween, end of October-ish?
Yes, sir.
Under NYM, New York Minute, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. All right, listen. T.I., Hollow, I want to thank you all for coming on the Hub Show. It's been short but sweet, but I'm keeping my ear open end of October. If I don't hear, I'm coming after you, man. I want some new. I want to hear what else you guys got, man. What's in the chamber?
Oh, yeah, man. You'll be the first one, Hub, man. We appreciate it.
We are the Hub Show. We appreciate you coming on. Trying to blow up the way you guys are trying to blow up. Let's do this thing together. You know what I'm saying?
You ready, Jay?
You ready, man. All right. Hollow, T.I., thanks for coming on, man. Take care of yourself.
Thank you. Much love.
been listening to The Hub Show with your hosts, Charming Grisette, Chris Canfield, and Jay Heisch.